Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Let's go to Vegas. Vossi, we've got you. Hello.
It's incredible, isn't it? Where am I tonight? Good morning, fellas. Good evening, fellas. From Vegas, overlooking the strip from Resorts World, where all the players are housed now. But when I say a Resorts World, I'm talking it's a city within Vegas. 3,500 rooms, three hotels, 50 bars and restaurants in the one complex.
Wow.
And it's just one dot on the map.
Yeah.
Of the Vegas Strip. It's an incredible setup over here, fellas.
And of course, you've got the biggest room. No doubt we've got the Voss Vegas honeymoon suite.
Voss Vegas, yeah.
Look, the debate going on here at Sports Day tonight, Vossi, is who's going to cut more loose in Vegas? We had Jared Waitley there a couple of weeks ago with Super Bowl. Or is it you, Vossi?
Mate, he's across the line. He went to the Grand Canyon. He went to the ice hockey. He went to the LIV Golf. He went to the Copperfield Magic Show. He went to U2. All I've done is the Bellagio Buffet.
How
in 48 hours here. But, best 68 pounds. Best 68 US dollars I've ever spent. I ate breakfast, lunch and dinner in one sitting. It was enormous. Seriously, guys. Getting out at the Bellagio was one of those wow moments in your life. Like, it was like getting out of a cabin a movie set, because you've seen it on like Ocean's 11 in so many movies, the fountain out the front of the Bellagio. It really was amazing. And seriously, the buffet was so good. So good. So
man,
money well spent. So that was my first experience of the Strip, because this is my first time in Vegas. So to walk from the Bellagio back to Resorts World, we're right up the northern end. So the Ground Allegiant Stadium's right up the southern end. That's where the Welcome to Vegas sign is. I go past Caesar's Palace. I go past the Venetian. I go past the MGM Grand. You know, you go past these iconic sites. It is an amazing city. And I don't know how we relay to our listeners how big this is for rugby league. On Saturday night, rugby league is up against U2 at the Sphere, Adele at the Coliseum, $1,500 a seat. Christina Aguilera at the Venetian. You know, Copperfield's still got his magic show. There's just so much on, and rugby league is on that landscape and might draw somewhere between 40,000 and 50,000 people. How good.
Outstanding. I love it. I love it, Vossi. And as we're talking to you now, we're looking at our screens here in the studio, and NRL 360 has just started in this very impressive stage that was used on Super Bowl as well. It looks absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Now, on the Strip, have you seen any Aussie fans that have been wearing any colours?
Oh, almost got knocked over by them. So for The Fan, for the episode of the Fox League, The Fan, which will screen Friday night Australian time, I went out and did a street talk today, you know, trying to tap into the Americans to see how interested they are. Got bowled over by Australians. You know, I'd be trying to, you know, get a rigid-edge American and suddenly, hey, Vossi! Yeah! And there would be a bloke, you know, walk up to you and with a Rabbitohs logo on and want to talk. I don't know what the figure is. I'm a bit lost. It's somewhere between, it's a very rough figure, between 12 and 20,000 Australians have descended on Vegas, or will have in time for Saturday night, which is the game time here. That's enormous. I think this... I've attended a function tonight, a couple of functions tonight, and had a good chat with Peter Volandis. We ain't ever going to have a season opener at Cronulla, Penrith, Parramatta, Brisbane ever again. We are in Vegas and America for the long run, and I feel that every listener right now, I could not encourage them more then for some time in the future to make the pilgrimage here, because it is truly unbelievable. If you've been a rugby league fan all your life, as I have, and you blokes have, to come here and to see billboards, to turn on the radio today, and there's two ads for the rugby league in every break. Oh, it's bloody amazing. Yeah. It's awesome.
Oh, you've set the scene beautifully. I can tell the excitement in your voice, Vossie. And on the back of that, Listen, you've commentated at some big events and some big stadiums and even some great regional grounds, which you are. You're a great supporter of regional rugby league.
Oh,
where will
it.
This sit?
Yeah.
Calling a game from where Super Bowl and guys like Joe Buck were only calling 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, can you ask me probably after Sunday Australian time? Because personally being over, I've always absolutely held dear to my heart the opportunity to call World Cup finals at Old Trafford. The Theatre of Dreams is it is heavenly. It is something special. And I've been lucky enough to call a couple of, World Cup finals there. Having been to Allegiant Stadium last night, I went there last night and saw this thing called the Death Star. Mate, the hairs on the back of my neck were standing up. Mm. And, it's... I don't know what it's cost to rent that out for the number of days they've got it. But I think the fans of the game need to know, those blowing up about the money spent, they need to know without the big venue, we ain't getting on Fox Sports 1. Fox Sports 1 will be broadcast in every bar and tavern in prime time on Saturday night. You will walk into a bar, whether you're in the south of America, the east, the west, the north. You will go in around about 6:30 and rugby league will be on the screens there for 4 hours. That's the breakthrough here, folks. Mm. That the crowd doesn't even matter what's here in Vegas. And let's hope it is, 40,000, 50,000. But the potential eyeballs that will see 5 minutes of rugby league mainly to start with, I guarantee if they watch 5 minutes, they'll watch an hour. And from that, that's the foundation stone for getting rugby league on here 30 weeks of the season.
Yep.
We achieve that. We then get the gambling dollar. The revenue stream is beyond our wildest dreams. So that's the way I'm thinking around this. I applaud the Rugby League for thinking this big. I know there's disgruntled Queensland Rugby League people and New South Wales Rugby League people at the moment, but this is an entirely different operation what we're doing over here. This could sustain the game, could sustain a 20-team competition, country rugby league, the whole bit. It could be... maybe not a bottomless pit, but it will be a very, very lucrative money stream, more so than anything we produce domestically.
Yeah, some very good points there, Vossie. The one thing that I'm, and again, not to be a negative Nancy on this, the only thing I don't understand is that betting agencies don't pay sports for revenue from gambling in the States. So I don't know where that's coming from.
Well, I think to begin with, that will have to work through Fox Sports, won't it? Fox Sports America. So it's almost as if you'd give the game for free to Fox Sports 1. If we can get on Fox Sports 1, the difference between 1 and 2 is hundreds of millions of potential viewers. Fox Sports 2 is ranked, I think, if you Googled it, 120th biggest channel in America. Fox Sports 1's top 10. So that's the difference. That's what we're talking about here. So 4 hours this Saturday night is our chance to shine. I have the utmost confidence. And speaking with Pat Carrigan tonight from the Broncos and Latrell Mitchell was on set, James Tedesco, they understand the gravity of this. They understand the gravity of putting on a show. Yes, they're here to win a game and to win round one, but I think they understand the importance of just how big this can be. And I'm a believer. I'm a dreamer. I love rugby league. I mean, I think test rugby league can be so much bigger. But, this is something beyond your wildest dreams. What I've witnessed over the last 48 hours, seeing rugby league on billboards when you walk down this strip in this amazing entertainment capital of the world just about, with so many big acts on, and rugby league, we'll actually have the biggest crowd of any of them on Saturday night.
Yeah, when you look at it like that, that's amazing, isn't it? Yeah. Hey, before you go, Vossie, I've got to let you go shortly, and I know you've been working your backside off today across various shows on SEN and all your Fox things you have to do as well. Opinions that inspire, thanks to the refined 7-seat Kia Sorento. Let me ask both of you this question. What is going to be the headline Sunday night after we wrap up Vegas, boys? You go first, Vossie.
Wow, the headline. I'm going to quote Wayne Grady after he won the PGA. Vegas, you bloody beauty. I think that would do me for a headline. Because, look, maybe I'm fantasising a bit ahead of time, but I'm hoping both games. The only time Manly played Souths last year was round four, cracking game, Golden Point. I would love that to be our first game, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
Golden
absolutely.
Point first game. And from speaking on the street, more people are dialed into the Broncos simply because of their name than any team that's playing here. I know that's a very simplistic way of looking at it, but I think the Broncos-Roosters, you're talking absolute prime time, Saturday night, 8:30 Vegas, across this coast of America. I think a lot of people will be tuned into that. So I'm thinking two close games, two cracking games. Reece Walsh, Latrell Mitchell, Tom Trbojevic, Tedesco, all to shine. How good. So you bloody beauty, Vegas.
Go and get some sleep, Vossie. We appreciate your time tonight.
Thanks,
on
Vossie.
Sports Day. Thank you, mate. We've got chills just hearing you set the scene.
Outstanding.
Yeah. Oh, it's big. Yeah, again, to every league fan listening, be it next year, 2026, 2027, 2028, plan now what year are you going to come over here to do it, because you will experience something extra special you remember for the rest of your life.
And we can all just stay in Vossie's room because there's plenty of room in that penthouse suite. So thank you, Vossie.
And the tiger from The Hangover.
Yeah, that's right.
And I've got a tattoo over my eye. My wife's listening right now. I've got a tattoo of mine. I lost a tooth in the last 24 hours. It's been an incredible day.
Have a great call Sunday, mate.
Bye now.
Cheers. There he goes. Andrew Voss. Of course, you can listen to him on 1170 SCN for breakfast with Brandy Monday to Friday.
He set the scene beautifully then. We said, he's just so excited. And watching 360 now and the people.
Your mate Kenzie's back.
Yeah, good on him. And the crowd that's there watching it as well. It's outstanding. Last night, really quickly before we get to the break, I went to the Gold Coast Titans season launch last night. And I've been trying to find words to describe the NRL's move to Vegas. And I'm excited, but I thought Dennis Watt, the chairman of the Titans, I thought he hit the nail on the head with two words. It's bold and courageous.